showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Comisión na Meán.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys from Naas GAA Club in County Kildare.
My name is Damien McGrath. I'm the current chairperson of Naas GAA based in Kildare. Our club is flourishing, as you can see, with the amount of teams that we currently have participating in all codes. Our membership at the end of 2023 finished at 3,219 members, active members, and out of that we have 95 teams playing across all four codes. So that incorporates football for boys and men, hurling, ladies football and camogie. So we're very proud in terms of the catchment area that we have and how we're serving the community with the GAA, and that we're able to field so many teams in active participation. One of the key things for us is making sure that we're seen as a central outlet for people to enjoy themselves within the community, and we feel that we're doing quite positive on that as it stands right now.
The facilities here look excellent. You're not here that long, obviously. This is a new environment for you.
Yeah, so this year is a special year for us. It's our 20th anniversary since we moved from Father Brennan Park to our current location, which is on the Salins Road. It's a fine establishment that we have. We have four pitches, full adult size pitches. Our fourth one was completed last year, where we did some upgrades and development work. And we have a fine clubhouse now as well that we're very proud of. And again, it's great to see the atmosphere and the culture that we have when you come down to watch a match on the main pitch here as you look out across the balcony.
Now a player from the club tells us her story.
I'm Caoimhe Maher. I'm a camogie player here in the club. Have been for the last number of years. I've also played a bit of football here in my time. And camogie club's actually just going from strength to strength, really. It's great to see. We've got three adult teams at the moment. The numbers are really coming up, which is just fantastic. Juvenile section is doing amazing as well. Secondary schools in the town also doing fantastic at the moment. So there's a really good atmosphere here with all the girls, really good vibe with everyone at the moment. And we're just kind of hoping to continue to push on, become the number one team in Kildare again. We're on back-to-back league and championship wins at the moment. So the aim is to progress that now in the next couple of years, move up through Leinster. And the club really support us in everything we do here as a camogie team. They definitely spread everything around evenly between all the four sections, so it's great to see, you know, we do get that support from the club, and it really does make a difference. It encourages everyone, and it allows us to really lay a base as a good camogie club in Kildare, and allows us to build up through the juvenile ranks as well. So it's a really just positive club to be a part of as well. I think we all kind of support each other throughout all the four codes, and you know, everyone's there to give a helping hand if needs be. It's just a really positive environment to be a part of, and it's a great kind of collaboration between everyone in the club.
Naas GAA Club was founded 3 years after the foundation of the GAA itself. The manager of the Leinster Leader, the local newspaper, was in Hayes' hotel on the night the GAA came into being in 1884. Now Liam, a long-standing member and club historian, takes up the story.
My name is Liam McManus. I'm a long-standing member of Naas GAA Club. I've done a lot of work on the history of the club, right back to the founding. The manager, Leinster Leader, John Wise Power, was actually at the founding meeting in Hayes Hotel. And another link with the Leader was that Dennis Kinnan, who was the manager of the Leader in 1887, he was the main force behind the founding of the Naas GAA Club. Club colours are French grey and crimson with dark green caps in the cricket style, and that's directly from the minutes. And as I talk about the minutes, we had, and they're up in the museum now in Croke Park, the first 2 years of our club, the minutes of them, and they're apparently the oldest club minutes in the GAA. So that was 16th of October 1887 to the 19th of November 1889. The club went out of existence in the early 1890s because of the Parnell split. There was teams in the town, but they were unofficial sort of teams. They reformed in 1902, a hurling club was formed in 1902. Our first championship win was 1913, junior championship. Our first senior championship win was 1920. We won it again. We won three in a row, 22, 23 and 24, and we've done it again this year, three in a row. We won then in 91, 92, and we did 1931 and 32. But since 1994, things have really exploded on the hurling scene. And last year was our five in a row senior championships.
Liam McManus wrote a book about the club on its centenary, which has increased in value over the years.
I wrote the history of the centenary history of the club in 1987. It took me 3 or 4 years, but there's a story about that book that we were meeting a couple of years ago to sort of continue on or write a second book on it, and the PRO at the time said she googled Spooner's Lane, and a second-hand bookshop in Galway came up that Spooner's Lane was the name of the book. Spooner's Lane, €135, and says, and not finished yet, she says, the hardback came up in another second-hand bookshop at £163. So immediately I went upstairs to the attic. History is important to a club. It's important that people, you know, it's there, whether they want to read it or know about it or not, but at least to have it written down and have it there. And to have the original minutes was something else, you know, that that was really, you know, some people say we should have kept them here, but they're better off up in the museum. Another story is that in 1922, we won, Kildare won what was called the Republican Prisoners Dependence Fund Cup, at Tipperary in the final, it was a big crowd. And I have a picture of Tom Clark's wife, widow at that stage, presenting the cup to, and the next man was the captain, George Higgins. And I traced that cup down for the centenary and had it here. And I got left it into the jewellers to be polished up and so forth. And I went back and he said, "Are you this cup insured?" I said, "I don't know what it's insured or not." He says, "Why?" He says, "It's solid silver from handle to handle." And so we Crow Park, we made contact with Crow Park, mostly it was the minutes, but I showed them the cup as well. And so Crow Park didn't know about the cup. They didn't know that the cup existed. You see, that was the last of the competitions for the Republican Prisoners, 1922. And Kildare were the Leinster champions, and Tipperary were the Munster champions, and Kildare beat Tipperary.
Now a player from the club tells us about the importance of involvement from an early age.
So I've been playing since I was about 4 years old, so I'm 23 now, so I've been going a good while. We're lucky to have good schools in the town as well, which really boost that as well. They get girls in from a young age, which I think is a key factor. And as I said, we've got great juvenile coaches as well. We've got, you know, I think it helps when you have a lot of numbers in a club as big as this. You know, you have the parents that are willing to help as well, which makes all the difference. You know, without them, you can't do anything. So, we've been playing since a young age. I think a lot of the girls are the same. And it's great because, you know, you build such good friendships throughout the long years that you play together. And then, you know, some of the girls go on to play county as well, county girls. We have good representation on both senior and the minor teams at the moment. And again, you're building more friendships through that. So it's really great.
A very important group of players of all abilities meet every Saturday afternoon at Naas GAA Club.
Hi, I'm John McMahon. I'm an active member in the club, having been a former chairman, still involved. Very proud of the achievements of the club presently and over the last number of years. Very big club, as has been said, and a very active club. Over the last couple of years, we have embarked on our All-Stars, which is work that we do with children who play with various stages of abilities. It happens here on a Saturday afternoon. I give a small handout, very, very little. There's a number of people who are actively involved in it, and it gives so much joy and so much pleasure to the children, their parents and their families, and indeed to those of us who come down to help out in some shape or form. It's great, as our chairman has said, how we have and how we include all players, all abilities, as part of the full community in Naas. It's a great achievement, and it's a lot of work being done, and it is signs of how the club are trying to give back to the various people in the community and our families who have maybe other sons and daughters performing in different levels of sport in the club.
I'm Dave Daly, and you've been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. If your club has a story to tell, email sidelines@nova.ie. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon.